proper sport.
What a goal!
Proper music. I'm ready to hurt. Proper radio.
This is Radio Yorkshire.
Referee says no as Garbutt goes into the 20 of Hull KR. Siguiaro's at dummy half, 13 minutes to half time, still no score. Siguiaro to Burrow, Burrow out the back to Maguire, Maguire further wide to Sutcliffe. Here comes the first try of the game. Callum Watkins, super try from Leeds Rhinos. If at first you don't succeed, Phil, try again, and that's exactly what they've got. Same move as the previous one, a little bit more space this time, and down the right hand side, we said it earlier in commentary, Leeds look dangerous, and the first try of the game goes to Callum Watkins. It's Leeds Rhinos 4, Hull KR 0.
Yeah, it looked like that was coming for the last 4 or 5 minutes. It's an expensive mistake from Ben Kakane to lose the ball 30 metres out from his own line, but that was just the speed of the passing to the right-hand side. Wonderful ball transfer. It was all started with Seguiaro. He got it to Burrow, to Maguire. This is a well-oiled machine. They've done this for so long together, but Sutcliffe linked brilliantly as the extra man at speed.
Just looking at the touch judges, hear the roar from the Headingley fans. Touch judges, flags go up. Great kick from Liam Sutcliffe. I think, Phil, he'll do you a job at fullback. Burrow looking and sniping, and he gets the pass back to Jamie Jones. Jamie Jones then back to Burrow. Leads lots of passes, but not really going anywhere. Then Burrow skips under a tackle from Lawler. Walker over the top, finishes him off. Leeds get the penalty straight in front.
Go for goal here.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Danny Maguire's got the ball in his hands, leading by 6, gives the ball to Sutcliffe. Sutcliffe says, we'll take the 2. Rovers turn it down, Leeds don't. They'll go for 2 straight in front, 30 metres out. And you would expect a kicker of Sutcliffe's quality to knock this one over, Phil.
He is a bit inconsistent. We even saw at Featherstone last week that he missed the one from bang in front of the post and kicked 2 from the touchline. So I wouldn't say this is a given, particularly kicking into the wind, but I do think it's the right thing to do. That
out of my sight, touch judges put their flags up. 8-0 Leeds need. A couple of minutes to go to the half time, and as you said, Phil, 2 scores in front. Big moment of the half.
That was the time to bring the ball back nearer to the middle and maybe put a Hail Mary up for your last play, but that's half time. A half of 2 halves, would that be fair?
Yeah, I think the first 15-20 minutes were really, really good, high quality rugby league, and then I think as the players tired and the substitutions came into the game, we saw, you know, mistakes aplenty from both sides, but it's had enough to keep us watching, Phil.
Yeah, again, it's one of those games that probably sums up the season a little bit, that there's been a load of games this year where you haven't been able to take your eyes off it because it's been close and exciting, but the quality threshold drops as the 40 minutes goes on. I've enjoyed that. There's something at stake here tonight. You can feel it in the air. Last week,
to Ferris, then further wide to Maguire. Maguire to Ablett, comes up with the error, but Greenwood into space. Greenwood for the line, it's a one-on-one foot race. Greenwood's going to score the try. Greenwood scores the try under the post. Rovers are right back into the action. Under the post from Greenwood, Leeds keeping the ball alive. They couldn't come up with a decent pass. It hit the floor, and then big Greenwood. He sprints to the line, puts the ball down. Rovers right back in it. Leeds 8, Hull KR 4. You know, they've came up with the goods this time, and as you said, Mantellato straight in front, won't miss this, doesn't miss this. The game's got a whole new complexion about it, Phil.
Absolutely, there'll be a spring in the step and a confidence for
a penalty, have they? No, Hull KR have got the penalty. That's a strange one. Leeds fans don't like it, but Leeds doing the best to invite Hull KR back into the game. Cuthbertson off.
I'm really not sure. He hasn't signalled, but I'd be going for goal, certainly. Yep. With Mantellato as a kicker.
They are going for goal. About 35 metres, Mantellato kicking to the Rovers fans. They like it. More importantly, the touch judges like it. And with 10 minutes gone of the second half, Phil, we're all tied up at 8 points all. Blair around the ankles, over the top, all good. 2 big tackles from Rovers overseas imports there. Siguiaro's at dummy half, Rovers with a man down, can't get out the way, doesn't matter. Leeds have pinched one from dummy half. It's that man Siguiaro. How big a try is that for Leeds? He jumps to his feet, salutes the crowd. Rovers with a man down in back play, play to the whistle. Siguiaro from dummy half increases the lead. Leeds 14, Hull KR 8.
We spoke in the build-up about how did we expect this game to go, and I mentioned that James Siguiaro hasn't run from the ball with a ball out of dummy half very much in the time he's been at Leeds. He's been more the organiser and shipping it on. But again, that sniping try, just saw the gap, just saw the defence going backwards. They made two brilliant tackles on their own line, Robert.
Round the corner, we said that kick was important, and Sutcliffe has nailed it. 16 points to eight. A dummy half. Flat pass to Donaldson. Donaldson to the line. Donaldson's over. There is life in this game. Good play from the Cumbrian connection. We talked about it earlier. Out of dummy half from Lunt. Flat pass to Donaldson, and Donaldson's momentum gets him over the line. There is life in this game yet. It's Leeds 16, Hull KR 12. And didn't we say in the first 5 minutes, Phil, that Rovers should have taken the 2 points?
I think we did mention that, yeah.
It's a funny old game.
I think we said it might come back to haunt them.
Yeah, it's a funny old game. Leeds, they're going to take every minute they can out of this. Referee has stopped the clock. We've got 5 minutes. He's only millimetres short of that line. Sigiaru at dummy half. He's already pinched one. Can he pinch another? Oh, yes, he can. It's a double for James Sigiaru. He's won the game this time for Leeds Rhinos. We said that literally 20 minutes ago. I'm confident we've got it now. Brilliant from Sigiaru. Poor from Rovers. Maybe a bit of both in that. But at the end result, Leeds have increased the lead. It's Leeds 20, Hull KR 4. Sutcliffe to add the extras. Does add the extras. 8-point ball game again. But you've got to give Hull KR massive amounts of credit, Phil.
I think they'll take a lot from this. Yes, it's the first game they've ever lost in the eights competition. And yes, they're going to have to go through a couple of weeks where they're unsure about whether they're going to be in a £1 million game or not. But in terms of spirit, endeavour, and bearing in mind,
Lawler's over the line. Has he got the ball down? Oh, yes, he has. Lawler's got the ball down. We've still got 32 seconds left. Drop goal.
Why not?
22-18. Lawler with the try for Hull KR. Pinching one, the third on the trot from dummy half. Lawler with the try in the 79th minute.
The clock hasn't been stopped and Kane has missed it.
Don't think it really matters, does it? It's 22-18. Well, I suppose unless they get a length of the field try. There's the hooter. We don't get a chance to restart the game. Oh, well. Sum that one up, Phil Kaplan.
Harem scarem sort of a game. No team ever took control. Leeds twice went two scores ahead, but Hull KR wouldn't give in. They didn't allow themselves to give in. A lot of mistakes in the second half. Referee getting booed off by both sets of fans, so he must have had a good game.
I don't see that, do you?
No, I don't think so. I think there were a lot of penalties to Hull KR in the second half, and that would upset the home fans. But great effort and endeavour, if not quite always skill. Leeds have got what they needed. They've got the 2 points. It's not a game that will probably live long in the memory, but I think we'd rather have been here than anywhere else tonight. It's been a decent game.